Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, November 7th, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. Hope everyone had a good weekend. Here it is, the beginning of November. It's still in the 60s here. We hope it lasts all winter long. Now, before we get to what we've been doing here in the last week or so at Wing TV, first of all, we want to let you know that on tomorrow's show, we're going to do a radio interview with Mr. Webster Tarpley. The feedback we got from his speech that we put online last
night. Phenomenal. He had an incredible speech, and I'm sure he will have an incredible interview tomorrow, too.
Yeah, and we've interviewed him before. We've met him once down in D.C., and just what a great, great mind he is.
Nobody puts it like Webster.
That's right. Then on Wednesday, we're going to have Russ Diamond from Pennsylvania Clean Sweep. He's going to talk about this legislative, I guess, retraction, how the legislators took back their pay raise.
Yeah, they're scrambling politically now because they realize that they're going to get voted out for doing the wrong thing. And it doesn't matter now that they want to take it back because they chose initially to do the wrong thing. So they have no principles. They're acting out of fear now.
And it shows that when the people put pressure on these individuals, they start getting desperate because they realize that, wait a second, we actually still do work for them, meaning us, the people. So that's going to be a great interview.
I guess we made a pretty big impact down there.
That's right. We're down in Harrisburg. There was about 2,500 people on the steps of the Capitol building. So we'll have him on Wednesday. Now, before we get to some of the latest books that we just brought out within the last few days on Wing TV, Lisa's article on Friday, plus my little addendum to it about gold, brought a response from Mr. Jeffrey Bennett. Now, the name of the article was Jeffrey Bennett and John Stadtmiller, Strange Bedfellows. And the biggest gripe, or one of the biggest gripes Bennett has was, supposedly, he says, you didn't contact him before you ran the article.
Well, before we get to that, okay, it's not just Bennett that's responded, because John Stadtmiller of RBN has also responded, but he chose to do so by two temper tantrum phone calls to us, and then doing it on his show as well, where he says nobody likes us and we're not patriots, blah, blah, blah.
Because we tell the truth.
Now, Jeff Bennett responded with a lead article on his website, and in that article, he says that I didn't contact him prior to running this piece, which is not true, because I have responded, and in my response, I've included the email that I sent to him. Now, the one that he included in his article... Mm-hmm. was an article that was an email that I sent him when I heard him as a guest on Frank Whalen's show on Republic Broadcasting.
And see, that's all that he included then. So he made it appear as if Lisa was very congratulatory about him being on her, and she was happy.
I was congratulating him for being a guest on Frank Whalen's show and was surprised that he was on RBN because of how he felt about Stadtmiller.
Well, his hatred for John
Stadtmiller. But he left that part out about me congratulating him on the being a guest on Frank's show.
And see, just one thing everyone should remember is Lisa keeps all her emails. So she has these things to verify. So read the date and everything when that was sent. I don't know if it's... Oh, yeah, right there, October 28th.
October 28th, I sent him another email, and he didn't include this one.
Right.
In the, this was after the first one I sent, right before I put out the piece. And I said, I thought I'd never see this, you on RBN, because I thought you didn't think very highly of Stadtmiller. Personally, between you and me, if you two ever started duking it out, I'd buy front row tickets and put my money on you to kick his ass in the first round. And then I said, I'm looking forward to your show. Way to go, buddy. Because I've listened to Jeffrey Bennett's shows before, and he's a very intelligent man who can speak eloquently on a wide variety of issues. And I thought that he was going to be doing a similar type show on RBN instead of an hour-long infomercial.
So Lisa asked him about why he's appearing on RBN with John Stadtmiller, his supposed enemy. Now, this is something else that wasn't included in Jeffrey Bennett's article, and that's his response to Lisa, which came the same day.
Right. Now, he didn't answer the issue I raised about him being on RBN, considering his feelings for Stadtmiller, but what he does says is...
And this is the whole email. This isn't just part of it.
Nope, not the first round. As in professional sports, we'd try to drag it out as long as possible so that we could sell more tickets and get more advertising bucks. At least 4 to 5 rounds. And then he ends it with, got to give the a-holes their money's worth.
Now,
listen. I guess that's you.
Yeah. This is the way Jeffrey Bennett feels about his listeners and his audience. See, first of all, you can tell there's this selling shtick to it. They have to drag it out a little bit, get more advertising money so that you, according to Bennett, the a-holes, get your money's worth.
Well, and even in his response to my article, the article that he wrote, he went into an infomercial right in his article where he's talking about his exciting special end-of-the-world package of gold and silver rocks. Yeah. I mean, he can't even, like, leave the infomercial out of his article.
Yeah, and see, this is the way that they feel about you, the audience. And it's not just Jeffrey Bennett. If you ever listen to Alex Jones, if you ever listen to John Stadtmiller, when people call into the show, if they say, Alex, we love you, you're the greatest thing in the world, then Alex is their best buddy. Or the same with John Stadtmiller. But ask him any kind of question that rubs them the wrong way, and you can feel the contempt that they have deep down inside for you, the listener, the audience, one that they want to suck all the money out of.
I've spoken on the phone many times with Jeffrey Bennett. He's called our house many times before over the last few years, and we've had a good friendship, I thought. And he's casting me as someone who isn't being a friend by writing my article. And I guess that made me think, well, gee, Rick Stanley's doing the same thing. So I guess the people that they consider worthy of their friendship are the people who are all yes men.
Yeah.
Never ask them questions they don't want to be asked. I think it's a duty of a friend to ask questions of your friends when you see them doing something that maybe isn't the right thing to do or something that isn't consistent with their behavior or their character and integrity.
Right. Especially when Jeffrey Bennett comes on and starts working with his most hated enemy in the world, John Stadtmiller, and he wants you to send him, at the minimum, $2,000. Now, don't you think this should raise some questions? Here's a guy that you hate. Here's a guy that you said ripped you off.
I even put in my article, it's nearly $80,000, and now it's just forgive and forget.
Yeah.
The hatchet's buried.
And why is that? So they can both make money off of you.
Yeah.
Off of you. The a-holes, as Jeffrey Bennett calls
that's
you.
His email, and yeah. I've included it. Are you going to run that on the website?
Yeah, we're going to put it. We'll put it up tomorrow.
I also posted that on Jeffrey Bennett's message board on his website.
Yeah. And the last thing is, then, to show the way these guys operate, they always want to distract attention away from themselves. They don't want you to ask questions about why he's working with someone that stole $80,000 from him, blah, blah, blah. What he says now is that Lisa is some kind of mind control victim of me, that I'm the Svengali, and that I'm controlling Lisa and making her write these articles. Now, anyone who has ever been around Lisa for even 1 minute knows that she is the least likely candidate for mind control ever in the history of the world.
Let me tell you a little story. They did try to hypnotize me once at a doctor's office once for pain that I was having, and they couldn't do it. I broke out of whatever state they were trying to put me in, screaming, and they never tried it again.
Yeah.
And they can't even get me into that state.
Lisa is the ballsiest, the most strong-willed, strong-minded woman I've ever met by far. Like, no one even comes close to how strong-willed she is. And anyone that's ever been here in person around us knows that when me and Lisa butt heads, we don't hold back. You can ask Patriot Jim Kujua. You can ask Michael Langston.
Right.
Lisa isn't this meek, little, timid girl that's going to be a victim or controlled by anybody.
No, in fact, when we butt heads, we want to take it out on the front lawn and sell tickets.
Yeah.
And he wants me to sign a police waiver before we do that. So, you know, the whole thing is just ridiculous. It's a diversionary tactic trying to make me seem like a mindless human being. I'm not a mindless human being. I'm not being brainwashed by Victor Thorne or anyone else, or the so-called faux patriots who are basically just selling snake oil.
That's right.
You know, the thing is, I haven't changed my behavior. I've been consistent all along. I'm not ripping anyone off. I'm not trying to freak anyone out to sell anything. And I'm not conning people.
And last but not least, look at our article on the Wing TV homepage. This is an email that I received from a GCN listener over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
He sent it to the folks at GCN. And it is unbelievable how sick and tired people are becoming of all the commercials, all the infomercials, all the buy. It's unbelievable how sick they are.
Bennett's article, he's even saying he doesn't think there's a lot of commercials on RBN.
Yeah.
Holy cow! Listen to one show, any show, and then you count how many commercials there are, and count how many times they interrupt the show itself,
That's right. How
much of the show itself is actually information, and how much is actually infomercial.
That's right. Now we want to talk about something else today. This is all of the riots taking place.
Yeah.
It seems like in increasing corners of the world. It started off in Paris. Then last week on the Wing TV homepage on our news updates, we reported that this has now spread to Holland and now over the weekend down in Argentina at this Summit of the Americas conference. The riots in Paris are now in their 11th or 12th day, I believe. Last night or over the weekend, they were the worst ever. And Jacques Chirac is saying now that he's actually thinking about bringing the military in.
How
to fight against his own people. Now, here's what I'm thinking. And there's conflicting thoughts on this. First of all, anytime I see anybody getting up and doing something, anything, I applaud them. There's nothing worse than sitting around and just accepting the status quo.
Right.
Nothing. Nothing is worse than that. So, what we have, let's look down in South America first. President Bush went down there. He wants to passed this FTAA, Free Trade Area of the Americas.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody with even an ounce of sense knows that this is as disastrous as NAFTA, as GATT, as CAFTA. And the people in South America don't want it. The leaders do, of course, because they're controlled by the bankers, the globalists. So he goes down there, and in this resort town, what happens? We saw it on the TV on Friday. Riots, they're setting a bank on fire, breaking windows, setting other things on fire, throwing rocks and bricks at the police officers.
Right, but you said something very poignant the other day. Mm-hmm. You said, who does Bush need to convince back here in America more than anyone else, even more than the 300 million rest of us that he works for? He needs to convince the Republican Party.
Yeah, because see, the Republicans, the conservatives, like Pat Buchanan, know that these trade agreements are a disaster for America. Just look what happened when Bill Clinton passed NAFTA and GATT. All of our manufacturing has now been outsourced.
Uh-huh.
And we want to keep doing this and sending even more to Mexico, Central America, South America. So what they do is they show these rioters on TV. The police don't do anything. They let them go nuts. All the TV cameras there. And they start calling them socialists and communists and anarchists.
Right.
And so the good GOP, especially the ones watching Fox News, say, well, geez, Wilma, if those communists and socialists are rioting against the good president, we must be for the trade agreement.
Right, and then they have this ding-dong come on Fox Faux News to tell everybody how it'll be a global Shambhala if we can get FTAA. FTAA will help all the people, will help all the poor people. FTAA is good.
So what it is...
No, it's not.
It's reverse psychology.
Right.
They allow the riots to happen, so then they show it back here to all the good Republicans so that they're brainwashed into thinking, man, if they're against Bush, then we have to be for it. So so they'll say, we support this international trade agreement, this hemispheric trade agreement.
Right. We know that those riots were staged. They admitted they were planned.
Yeah.
The question is, planned by whom?
Exactly. So even though, in a sense, we applaud them, as is everything, you have to look beyond the surface and get to what's really going on. What's the psychology behind this? Now, over in Paris, it's a different situation. And we have these high-minded, idealistic, New World Order globalists. And they think, well, we can just bring everybody in here, and we can all just get along. You know, bring in the immigrants, and we'll just ingratiate them all into our big New World Order. Well, it's not quite working out, is it?
No, I guess it isn't.
And what we have is, in these suburbs of Paris and the adjoining cities, you have all these poor immigrants that don't have jobs, mm-hmm. don't want jobs, want to milk off the system, whatever the case. Or you have the Parisians there and the Frenchmen, the nationalists, that say, why should we give all our jobs to these immigrants? Our own people need the damn jobs.
Right.
So these people just keep flooding in to Paris, into France, and at some point they get sick and tired because they see that nothing's any better than where it was when
yeah,
it came from.
Yeah, and look at how similar it is across the pond to what's going on here, where the people don't have any say-so in the flood of immigrants crossing their borders, too. How likely is it that all these nation leaders are acting exactly the same way?
Right. And Lisa brought up a good point, because at some time down the line, what's happening in Paris, Lisa, do you think there's a possibility it could happen in America? Look at San Diego. Look at Texas, New Mexico, Arizona. You have millions
right.
of illegal immigrants coming in every year. The people in those states and those cities are sick and tired.
That's
They're fed up. They go to their congressmen. They go to their leaders. And they say, when is it going to stop? And nothing gets done about it.
The thing is, you got to wonder how these people in these border states are reacting to watching these riots across
right.
the pond. Because that, if they didn't have the idea before that this might be action they somehow end up having to take themselves, they're certainly getting the idea now.
Exactly. So that's the way we view this. And you know, we like the fact that somebody's doing something, but there's more to the story.
Right. Turn the news upside down and inside out. Remember,
yeah.
they're never going to tell it to you straight up. They're always going to spin it, or they're always going to fabricate it or twist it.
Right.
So you have to be able to read between the lines and turn it inside out.
And at some point, it's going to turn against us. The same thing that's happening in Paris is going to start happening in American cities. And how are you going to feel then when, instead of seeing this happening across the ocean, it's happening right within your own borders? Your own cities are the ones that are going to be set on fire, because that's not the end of the riots. It's going to come here. Now, real quickly before we go out, this is to show you the difference between Wing TV and all of these other infomercial
right.
shows. We could have spent we just released, published or distributing 5 new books here on Wing TV. We could have spent the whole show saying bye, bye, bye.
Well, it's not even that. We don't have any problem with people selling
right.
things. We have a problem with people using fear to sell anything.
And using their entire show
right.
to make it into one big infomercial.
Right.
Which is what Jack Blood's doing at GCN, what GCN as a whole is doing,
right.
what Alex Jones has become infamous for, is just turning his whole
show. Yeah, it's okay. If you have stuff to sell, great.
Yeah.
We don't have a problem with people selling things. We have a problem with selling becoming the sole focus or the main
yeah.
focus of a Patriot radio broadcast.
Now, we're going to
We hate that in the mainstream. Well, why don't we hate it in the alternative?
We're going to give you an example now of how selling is done respectfully, tastefully. Here is what our new books are. The Michael Collins Piper Reader, the best political writer in America. We just put this book out from Sisyphus
Press. It's beautiful. You got to take a look at it.
Debunking 9/11 from the American Free Press. Such authors in it as William Rodriguez, Michael Collins Piper, Eric Huffschmidt,
Jim Tucker,
myself, Christopher Bolin, Don mm-hmm. DeGrand Prix, Christopher Pethrick.
Just more substantiation that the government lied about 9/11.
Plus a review of David Ray Griffin's
mm-hmm.
book, and also they don't shy away from the Zionist angle of 9/11.
Yay.
Exactly. Also, No Beauty in the Beast by Mark Glenn.
This book is magnificent. I love this book.
Yeah.
Internalize every single word in it.
We've had him on the show a couple times. Also, we mentioned him earlier in the show, Webster Tarpley, 9/11 Synthetic Terror, Made in USA.
Excellent.
And finally, the monster book.
Yes.
No More Illusions.
Victor and I have been working on this book for weeks.
Yeah. How Alex Jones and others in the Patriot, in the alternative media, have betrayed the Patriot movement.
Turn around. Look at this cover on the back.
Yeah,
well,
Lisa did all the work.
It's just a collage of different pictures of
yeah.
protests and people
yeah.
that have been at our protests and signs.
There's pictures on the back there of Nico Haupt,
Michael Langston, Jim Cujua.
Yeah.
And, bunch of people.
And on the front cover then you have Art Bell, George Norrie, Jack Blood, Amy Goodman, Alex Jones right in the middle there. Fitton Dunn, Tom Flacco. These are all the people that have betrayed the movement.
They're not all of them. This is book one.
Yeah. 350 pages, and this book is awesome. All these articles are still on our site.
Right.
You can read them there for free. But what's great about this book is now they're all in order. And when we're putting this book together, as I was proofreading it, you start getting this sick feeling.
Right.
That you realize it's like, holy jeez.
Now
we have been infiltrated massively.
Yeah.
Massively.
And it's a horrifying read. It's a horrifying reality. But hey, you don't have to be horrified and freaked out to buy it.
Yeah. And I mean, right there it is. It's all right. Laid out. There is the truth about what's happening in the alternative media, the Patriot Movement. And see, that's it. No more selling.
Right.
And we're not going to do this every single day, one time only.
We have to tell you that I don't have a pen with me. Loretta Medaglia has donated 1,000 pens, Wing TV pens. So with every order, we will give you one of these beautiful, excellent pens. They write really well, and they're very attractive, too.
And if you order more than one thing, we throw more.
Right.
So, anyway, this is what we're thinking about. Tomorrow, Webster Tarpley's on, then Russ Diamond on Wednesday, and hopefully a surprise for Friday. Until then, keep your eyes open, folks. And you know what? The ones that get it, the ones that are seeing through this illusion. Because we watched a movie last night. It was called, what was it, with Warren Beatty in it. I don't even...
Bullworth,
yeah. Where he's a politician. And he comes out and starts telling the truth about things.
Yeah, he did.
And I was thinking that all our lives, we've had the government lie to us. The churches, the schools. We've had... all of these, the media, the mainstream media, everybody has been lying to us. Finally, we make it into this alternative media, and we think, here's where the truth is. And guess what happens? When we tell the truth, we're ostracized from the truth movement.
Well, because it isn't a truth movement. They want to shift focus away from their actions onto us. And they can do that. That's fine, because we're not ripping people off or freaking people out with fear.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say one thing. The people who are protesting the loudest are the ones that are doing the wrong thing, and they damn well know it.
When we come out and speak out against censorship, this fear-mongering, this profiteerism, and on, the sensationalism, the lying, the con man, when we come out and expose this stuff, try to pay attention to the people who object the most.
Yeah.
Because everybody in this movement should be saying, you're right. We should get rid of these
people. Yeah, it's a no-brainer, you know?
But
it's a no-brainer.
People actually object to it. Notice who they are.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones who have the most to hide.
And you know what? That's all right, because we're not going to compromise our principles. We said, you can't be lukewarm on principle.
Yeah.
You know? And we're not.
And anyone who's been watching this show since day one remembers back in January of this year, Lisa and I came out and said, there's no more illusions. See, that's where the title came from.
Right.
We said, we're not going to bite our tongues anymore. We're not going to be the good little company men.
We also said, you media cowards out there.
Yep.
We're coming through. You're not going to stop the information from getting out to the public. People have a right to know the truth, and they're going to.
And that's why these network folks, RBN and GCN, and Jeff Frentzen, and that's why they're so angry with us, because we can't be controlled, and they're freaking out. They don't know what to do about it.
So the best thing they could do is, Lisa's brainwashed.
Yeah. Does she look like a brainwashed person to you? We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV with Mr. Webster Tarpley. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there is a lot going on.
See you tomorrow.